I got two lovely gentlemen in the studio. Actors they are. A pair of them, and then we'll say a brace of actors. I don't know what we'd call two actors anyway. We have Simon here and also Martin from the St. John's Players in Forbourne. And I can remember going along to the Townley Memorial Hall in the 1970s when it was FADS, the Forbourne Amateur Dramatic Society. I notice these days it's now the Forbourne Amateur Dramatic Group. Good morning, gentlemen. It's nice to see you.
Good morning. Morning.
Now, I happen to know, Martin, you know a little bit about the history. We'll start with where you originated, shall we say, as a group.
So the group originates back in 1947, so this year's been a little bit special. It's been our 70th birthday. And we get the name St. John's Players because originally it was a church group who wanted to put on a production.
And that was St. John's Church?
I believe so, yes. Not having been around in 1947.
A bit dodgy. Wondering where the name might have come from.
And they basically put on a play and we sort of grew from there. The original location used to be in Blinko Grove.
In Cherry Hinton, or just off sort of Cherry Hinton Road in Cambridge?
Off Cherry Hinton Road, that's right, yes. Okay. And then basically, the venue was sort of knocked down, so we had to find a new place to live, and that's when we moved to Forbourne.
So there was a group in Forbourne, as I say, because I remember it years ago, and somebody I went to school with was in one of the productions there. So you've sort of, maybe you merged. It's before your time, Martin.
Before my time.
We don't know. Somewhere lost in the mist of time. I'm sure somebody out there will know. But you're up at Home End in Forbourne, and you have both the use of the Forbourne Centre for your rehearsals, and presumably Townley Memorial Hall is where you do the production, which is next door, or part of
So we actually rehearse in the Memorial Hall. So we have the stage, we have it two evenings a week, and we rehearse on there. And, I mean, it's a great place, and we're happy to have a home, and hopefully people are happy to come. And, yes, two evenings a week, and then as you get closer, you'll do sort of a week of sort of dress rehearsals, and then it's normally four productions.
So it can be a whole week then, leading up, when you get sort of the technical rehearsals.
Indeed, yes.
And the dress rehearsals that go ahead as well. Do you have a band and an orchestra that sort of accompanies you? Is it anything musical, or is this a complete farce, quite literally?
No space for a band or an orchestra, I'm afraid. We obviously have, you know, the sound desk, and there'll be things like that, but yes, I fear we've not quite got the full orchestra in yet. We'll see if they can make modifications to the building.
Building up for the 71st year. Because the other thing is, I don't know how much room do you have. You have a stage at one end. I remember the Townley Memorial Hall has it's almost, you could do the Romeo and Juliet scene, you know, Romeo, where out for at the other end, because it would be gallery on top. Is that useful for a theatrical production at the other end of the hall?
Yes, two ways it's useful. It's useful because most of productions, we're on the stage. That's where the lighting and the sound sit, up there on the balcony. So
you got your mixing guys and girls.
Yeah, that's right. And so they can see what's happening. I say two ways because this year our first show was Railway Children, and we did it a little bit differently. We've never done this before. We did it in the round, or effectively in the three quarters. So we did it on the floor and put the seating all around it. Ooh. And then we used the balcony. So I don't know if you've seen the film, but there's bits, you know, where they're waving at the trains. So we had the children up there and waving at the audience. So it worked really well.
Who did the daddy, it's my daddy scene then?
Yeah, that was, it's an older actor called George. He was the daddy. And then we had a fantastic actress called Connie. It was her first show. The three of them, they just blew it away. They were fantastic.
It's amazing sometimes when you can get an audience to encircle you.
Yes.
So much intimacy then.
It's totally different. I hadn't done it before. We'll be doing it actually for the next show, which will be Side with Rosie, will be a similar way in the round again. So
Laurie Lee's book has been dramatised.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, we sold out on the Railway Children, didn't we? We completely sold out all of the tickets.
Yes, the Railway Children sold very well, and I'm biased, of course, but I think it went down very well.
And also, of course, for a family audience.
And for a family audience. Yeah.
What about this one? Is this more an adult?
I'd say it is bit more adult, yeah, just a little bit, but it's more or less just sort of subtle jokes here and there, rather than just being fully adult. It's just small little subtle jokes here and there,
and that's some totally unsubtle fish around your face jokes.
Yeah.
It's a wet fish type joke.
Exactly. It's this one's, I mean, just a pure comedy. It's just you want to go out, you want to have a laugh, you don't want to think about anything deep and meaningful. You won't learn anything about the human condition from this play, but you just have a laugh.
Not if you're a physicist or biologist or chemist particularly.
Indeed,
because the whole plot is that, well, everyone's on a holiday island. It's quite a large cast.
How many would you say, roughly? About
it's about
10,
it's about 20 or so, I think. Yes.
And do people play double parts when it comes to this? Sort of, you can hide behind a costume and a bit of makeup.
No, I don't think there are any double parts.
No, there's no doubling up in this one, so it's everyone has their own part. Mm. And
because after all, it features in the plot that you've got five husbands and wives. So that's 10 on stage.
Yeah,
10 on stage at any one time? I'm just thinking about the physical size of the stage you've got.
Mm. There are challenges.
I'd say it does get quite cramped here and there because you sort of have to say, so you go around this way rather than that way, or you just go around some certain chairs and you have to go around that way, not that way. You can get quite cramped, but overall, not everyone is on the stage very often. You usually just get some couples on the stage, some couples on the stage, and then I think at the very end you do get all of the couples on that stage, and it's quite cramped.
Plus, also, we have it's a foyer scene, and there's a swimming pool scene, and there's a... So Graham Royston is our main sort of set designer stroke builder, and we like setting him challenges.
And scene shifters as well, I'd imagine, from what you're saying. You're bumping into the properties manager as well backstage. Everything's going on. Do you have a lot of room up behind stage? You've got an ante room that you can use. Oh, my goodness, let's get out of the way for the other actors for a little while.
Don't tell the new boy. No.
Does sound like you need more than a phase two, because I know that the Forborne Centre had a phase two built onto it recently. It's a lovely, in itself, sort of getting slightly aside from the plot and the play at the moment. It's a sort of banqueting venue. It has a bar. Do you open that during the performance at halftime?
The bar was sort of set, but it is open. So, you know, it is a great venue, as you say. It's a nice place to come. Mm. During the productions, there's a little kitchen just off the Townley Memorial Hall, so we serve teas and coffees, and you can order wines and ice creams.
It's
during the production. And yes, the bar is there for people to use.
Yeah.
I was just saying, are you in character when you serve teas and coffees yourself? I think you probably have a break at halftime, don't you?
We have a break. Yes. We have a lot of people from the group will come in and they'll do the front of house tasks. Mm. These people are absolute stars. You know, they because, you know, we're actors and have
we
egos,
need to talk about your supporting crew, because although you may be a cast of 20, it is those vital people that are around you doing sound, doing light. Mm. As you say, the chap who's done your scenes, if you like, the mats at the back, he's done that for a number of years for you now.
Yes, so Graham has been, well, with the group since a year dot. I mean, his parents involved it very early on, so he is steeped in St. John's. He's like a stick of rock. He's sort of in the middle. There's all the history of St. John's in there. But he does... It's amazing. You throw these challenges at him and somehow he manages to rise to them and even keep his good humour.
Which is
to our faces
important.
Anyway.
The other thing is, of course, you've been co-directed. So there's two directors looking after you this year. In fact, one of your directors, Jodie Deacon, it's her first time doing this.
Mm, yes.
How are you? I mean, I'm sure she's getting on really well with you. She's a lovely lady. She's actually been on Cambridge 105 before. She's done some charity work and been up mountains and done all sorts of things. She's been trekking and been with us here talking to Lee Chambers, in fact, last year. So she's no stranger to the station. But when you've got two directors, how does it work? Does during rehearsals, one say, oh, Simon, you need to head off in character, of course. You go off as Chaz. You want to exit stage left. And the other director says, well, no, I've got a better idea. You go off stage right. Are there often sort of little nice comic clashes in the way that they direct you?
Yeah, I think there are some clashes here and there, but they're not that frequent. We usually have one or the other come on because they've got other commitments. But when they're both there's not really that much, as I said, clashing tension between them. They usually just say, so how would you say that Chaz needs to exit the stage or say this line? And then they'll discuss it between themselves and then say, yeah, no, that sounds like a good idea. Or they'll also have the player's input saying, well, maybe Chaz can say it this way or Luis can come in this way. And essentially they do, it's like three directors, because then there are also the players who also give their suggestions as well. And so it is actually all cohesive, and there's no real sort of blind tension,
it's
really.
It's a very collaborative effort, and you know, it's been a nice production. I'm glad for Simon, it's been a nice production to come in on, because it's a lovely cast and lovely crew, and everybody's getting on. I think the two directors works well. I've done sort of directing as well, and the thing about the two, there's so much to do, and so effectively you have like the direction and a production job, so the producer's going to have to think about set dressing, what costumes. There's an awful lot to think about, and for one person it can be overwhelming. So for two, a team, it does work well, my feeling.
Yeah, for the two directors, they usually actually to be honest, we have Dave, who's usually in charge of where people are and how the stage is set, whilst Jodie's in charge of how it's all played. I wouldn't say that it's exactly how it is, but they've kind of split it between themselves.
It's the rough
division. Yeah, exactly. And so they've just kind of taken both sides off of their shoulders and really don't have to have so much going on just for one person.
So, Simon, it is literally you're going to break a leg because it's your first production that you're going to be... I mean, how did you stumble upon this? Have you done any amateur dramatics at school? Did you do drama?
So I didn't do any drama at school, but I've always had a... I've always liked being in front of audiences and speaking as myself, really. So whenever my father's wedding, I did a speech and all of that lot. You have that nerves, but it's also that excitement. I think if you're just nervous, it's not really for you. But if you have that excitement as well to be in front of everyone, it's really good. And I found out the Full-Blown Players through my hairdresser, really. And he was promoting it. And he said, you know what, I'll give it a go because I want to get into something new and I've always wanted to do amateur dramatics. And it's a really nice bunch of people to go in with because they're all just really nice about it. So it's no pressure on me just to get everything right and correct. They just go, you can just approve it a bit here and there, but you're doing a really good job. Well done, Simon. Mm-hmm. And that's a really reassuring to go, oh, I'm not failing at this completely.
I think a little bit of adrenaline, though, on the first, especially on the first night, is probably good for you. A little bit of nitrous methane, not turbocharging that you'd just to thrust you on stage and get you really going.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the excitement as well. Is just builds in you. And if you have adrenaline, nerves, and excitement all together, and they mix really well, then you can put on a really nice performance and not be so nervous about, oh, am I saying this right? Am I doing this right? And I think it's also about just having fun. Because if you start feeling like, oh, I need to get this right and I'm feeling really tense, what if people think that I'm a really bad actor? Then you just don't have fun. If you then start to have fun and just let yourself go and start to actually, really play the character, then you actually, you feel much better about it.
It's like this job. You let nerves leave you behind at the door. It doesn't happen anymore anyway, but in the end you just go into autopilot and you do it, you enjoy it,
exactly,
you know your lines, you feel confident about what you're doing.
Yeah, of course the counter side, because that's sometimes a dangerous point, because when you do go on autopilot and lose the nerves, that's when suddenly you're like, oh Lord.
Yeah.
Or somebody catches
again?
You out.
I've forgotten. Yeah, so.
You've got a prompter always, of course, backstage, but hopefully you'll not leave that person. on the last night, does someone, just let in a little bit of an ad lib just to throw the cast off? does that sort of thing happen?
Actually, no, that hasn't happened. That's a good suggestion. We'll think of that.
Oh, no. Whatever. let loose on everybody. So you rehearse on Mondays and you rehearse on Wednesdays, but then the intensity builds. Costumes as well. We haven't spoken about who does those for you.
We already get our own costumes, really. So
really?
Yeah.
It depends on the show. So this one is current. It's, modern day, contemporary.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Therefore, easier for people to... Yeah, we'll have something in the wardrobe that's suitable. Obviously, something like Velvet Children, then costumes had to be sourced. We have some costumes, some will be hired. Maybe bits that people have to sort of add in to the set. So it depends on the show that you're doing. But yeah, certainly contemporary ones are much easier because people do normally have...
Can you give us a bit of a plot kind of... so we steal some of the plot for the listeners?
Why not?
Just sort of a bit of a tease.
Where can we start?
It's basically... I mean, it's a group of holidaymakers who, arrive at a hotel somewhere in Spain, and the hijinks and... That follow, and
it's more or less just like a range of characters that are all clashing together, if you would. That some get along, some don't, and it's about seeing those relationship between the different couples because they're all very different characters. Each one has their own personal tropes, and there's not really two of the same.
And anybody faking a suntan for this? It's part of their makeup.
Yes.
And how many hours does it take to scrape it off afterwards?
Don't know yet. Ask us at the end of October.
So tickets are already available. If you want to find out more about what we're talking about, the play's by Paul Simon Lowe, and I understand the playwright's going to come along and watch you.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I believe it's not been performed before, so it's a world premiere for him. So he's quite excited.
It's either an icebreaker or it's going to go down a storm. You can buy your tickets online. You can go to stjohnsplayers.co.uk, or one word, is stjohnsplayers.co.uk. You can find it. You can buy your tickets online from there. You can find out who's in the cast. Certainly these two, well, I say wonderful gentlemen here, Simon Wheeler as Chaz, and Martin Hunt, who's been with us in the studio this morning, is Lewis. They head up the cast, actually, but we have quite a cast of... Probably the usual suspects from St John's Players. Mm. It's the very first time that Simon has taken part, so, well, enjoy it.
We're going to have a nice mixture. There's some people that have been with us for a while, and, I mean, Simon's not the only... Mm. We have Ian as well, don't we?
And Ian, Ian Williams. Yeah, and that's
so
one.
It's nice. It's a nice mix of the new and the old.
It's on stage from October the 25th to the 28th of October at Home End in Fulbourne. You can have a look if you go on your sat nav to find out where that is. Plenty of parking. It's at the Townley Memorial Hall in the village, just in front, if you like, or combined as part of the Fulbourne Centre in the village. Quite a large complex these days where they do their rehearsals. In fact, they even have a badminton court, which is part of the week as well. It's also intertwined around badminton and rehearsing for the next production of Holiday Island. And of course, coming up, you can find out about the next production on their website as well, which, remind us all again, is going to be
Cider with Rosie.
And you're looking for, presumably, people to join St John's Players to come along for auditions. Well, I mean, working well ahead, that will be for next year. You'd like to get three productions done a year.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
So when would you sort of be calling for extra hands as crew and actors?
So, so people are always welcome to come down. You know, as I say, we need people front of house and crewing. Cider with Rosie, I believe, has got another audition on this Monday coming. Mm. The next one after that, we're hoping, will be The Lady Killers. So auditions that will be on sort of the website, not sort of been decided yet.
Gentlemen, thank you both very much. Back to rehearsals for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, this evening, probably. Is that right?
Yes, indeed.
You'll be heading down there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No rest for the wicked.
No rest.
So Martin Hunt, who plays Lewis, a Spanish hotel employee, and Simon Wheeler, who's the new boy on the block as regards the cast, who plays Chaz, one of the holidaymakers in this new and upcoming production. It's its very first staging, and it will be over in Fulbourne. So if you can, go into the audience and enjoy a little bit of lunacy in the sunshine on Holiday Island, written by Paul Simon Lowe, then, of course, tickets are on sale at that website. Again, it's St John's Players. You need to head for it's St John Players. St John's Players, all one word, .co.uk. Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And come back and promote the next one, Cider with Rosie.
We'll be here.
Bring the cider with you, by the way, when you next come by. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.